You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter, Bill Chastain. Bill, it's earlier in Rays camp than it is in a lot of camps, and one of the big changes so far is the change of the manager. What have you seen so far? Not that you can glean a lot, I understand that, but we're all about making a lot out of small sample sizes when it's February and it's baseball. What have you seen so far from Kevin Cash as far as style, presence, that kind of thing?
Well, he seems very comfortable in his new role. He's obviously not quite the showman that Joe Maddon is or was with the Rays, and he seems fine with that. It's funny, talking to Desmond Jennings, who reported today that I kidded Desmond, who doesn't like to talk a lot. He said he was speaking with Cash, and I said, so you guys probably were hit it off pretty well because you don't like to talk too much. And he said, yep. So, but right now, you know, the confidence in the guy seems really good. You know, some of these guys remember him from when they played against him. Some of them just seem to, you know, appreciate having a – you know, kind of a refresher, having a new guy in, a new voice. And right now the optimism is pretty high here.
We've talked about this some. But even, you know, even somebody like Tony La Russa said this, and I think if football coaches will say, you'll hear it nearly everywhere. At some point, a voice starts to get stale, even a great voice, even one of the best in the business. At some point, there's benefit to having a new voice and a new style. Without taking anything away from Joe Maddon, who I think may very well be the best manager in the game right now, do you think that there is potentially some inherent value just in having a new voice, somebody different leading the show?
I totally believe that. And you know, one part of that equation, too, is players, a lot of players seem to feel like they've got a clean slate. And that not only extends to Maddon, but, you know, having a new GM as well, and, you know, Matt Silverman taking over for Friedman. So I think everyone, you know, feels, some people who might have felt like they weren't, you know, in the best standing with Joe, you know, probably feel like they've got a new, you know, new thing. And again, like you said, La Russa said, and you and I talked about it some during the offseason, the message gets stale after a while, and a lot of the fun things he was doing with the team, you know, to keep it fresh were, you know, the rose was off that bloom. So it is kind of funny, though. One thing I would say is that a lot of times you'll see, in my observations, is when a manager like Maddon is followed, you know, Maddon, who's kind of like a player's manager, you know, normally you see kind of like the guy come in with the hard edge, and Cash certainly is not that guy.
What do you see about how, in that regard, how he'll sort of relate to the players, carry himself, and that kind of thing?
Well, right now he's big on trying to get to know all of them and communicate. And he was talking today about how much he appreciated when a manager would communicate with him, you know, based on his career. You know, he said he was always on the verge of getting sent down. So he referenced Terry Francona and how much he respected what he would do because he didn't treat people differently based on their hierarchy in the game. Everybody was treated the same. And he said, you know, that really made a difference for him because, you know, the guys who are lower on the totem pole, again, who are, you know, worried about job security, there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, that can make their life miserable. And, you know, the thing you don't see is the manager, you know, not treating you like you're a part of the team.
You've had a couple of pieces already this week looking at the bullpen and what might go down in the ninth inning. With Jake McGee out for a while, with Grant Balfour having been signed to do that job last year, obviously nobody's really taken any steps in the competition, but how does that kind of shake down as far as how the ninth is going to look at the beginning of the year?
Well, I think they probably will try and see if Balfour can reclaim the thing. And based on what he did in September, 12 of 13 outings were scoreless. He looked like a different guy in September than, you know, the same guy who lost his job, primarily because of his control. But, you know, while they're waiting for Jake McGee to come back, they've also got Kevin Gibson, and that looks like a great deal for both the Angels and the Rays at this point because, obviously, Matt Joyce could help to Angels out while Josh Hamilton's gone, and Gibson's coming off a really nice year with the Angels, and he's the kind of guy who can pitch at the end of the game. You also get the newcomer Ernesto Ferreri, Brad Boxberger, Jeff Beliveau. There's a lot of different names in there that have pitched in high leverage situations, so I think they'll be comfortable with that. And I do think that, you know, it could be, you know, while nobody probably wants to hear this, but, you know, rarely do you see a guy come back from any kind of surgery and he's right, you know, back on top form. So I'd be surprised we don't see a little bit of rust on McGee when he does come back, even if they are optimistic that he might be, you know, back pretty soon this season.
What does his time frame look like?
You know, they haven't given us an official thing yet, but he seems to think it's going to be May. And he based that on, you know, it was a similar operation to what happened to Jeremy Hellickson last year, which basically was defined as a elbow cleanup. And Hellickson came back, I believe it was June, but he had it a month later. And in addition to that, he was a starting pitcher. So he had to not only be healthy, but he had to build himself up like spring training as far as like, you know, the, you know, going deep into the game. Having said that, like I said earlier, you know, Helly never did really feel totally comfortable when he came back last year. You know, there's, you know, so much goes into muscle memory and everything as far as being able to throw the strikes within the strike zone where you want to. And, you know, I think that's the hard part coming back. So how quickly he does that will be a, you know, a big thing.
You mentioned the sort of up and, or not up and down, down and up year that Balfour had last year, and the location, the control being an issue. What is there any read as to what went wrong and what he did to get it right?
Well, you know, one thing he talked to me about late last season, he said that, that they have like a sports psychologist, Ken Revisa, and he said he actually helped him some, you know, on how he would frame his mind up on some of these things. But I guess, you know, that's one of those things, it's a precarious thing, being able to throw strikes. And sometimes when you're not able to throw them, you know, it works on your mind. And I know he had a couple of things early in the season last year where he gave up a game-winning grand slam against the White Sox. And I think it came right after, you know, he thought he had strike three in that inning. And, you know, you kind of start getting this snowball feeling like, you know, baseball gods are against you. And I think he had a little bit of that last year. And there's no telling how much it's been weighing on his mind. You know, his father is ill in Australia, and that's something that, you know, is always on mind, I'm sure, for him.
Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.